Commons got news headlines. Hello, Matt.
Hello, David. It's a morning of money matters all round. The state's leading sexual health agency is one of several groups being affected by spending cuts in the public health sector. Shine SA says it's facing an $800,000 cutback over the next 2 years. Other groups to lose money include Relationships Australia. The health department's chief executive, David Swan, says the department simply has to rein in spending. Talks are taking place this morning over the fate of a Melbourne car parts maker, which could trigger stand downs at Ford. The component manufacturer CMI has been locked out of its Campbellfield site in a dispute over rent. It's feared the company could go into administration with the loss of dozens of jobs. The technology firm Apple has announced another record quarterly profit. It made a net profit of $12.6 billion for the 14 weeks to the end of December. That's more than double net income for the same time last year. And official data to be released today is expected to show a moderate rise in inflation, giving the Reserve Bank room to cut interest rates next week. Economists surveyed by Bloomberg are expecting a 0.7% rise in the consumer price index for the March quarter. On an annual basis, the CPI is expected to come in at 2.2%, which is towards the bottom of the Reserve Bank's target range for inflation. I'll be back with more news at 9 o'clock.